Are you related to somebody famous? Or better still, infamous?
You have some very colourful characters in your blood.
You laughed when you discovered that he had been arrested. Do you know something we don't know about your... No. Are you connected to a big event in history? Talk about a cliffhanger. You think you are connected to Daniel O'Connell in some way?
I do.
He was only 21 at the time he died. You can imagine what he went through. The terror, the horror, the mud.
Or do you want to solve a family secret?
Have we a stack load of cousins in the States that we know nothing about?
It's lovely to meet a relation that you didn't know about.
Everyone wants to find their place in history, and now you can. Well, yes, indeed, the Genealogy Roadshow is back for a second season and we're looking for your stories. Now, before we do anything, let me tell you, do not send your stories to this programme. The details of where you send your stories are on our website, rte.ie/Mooney, because the programme is not made by RTE, it's made for RTE. By Philip McGarvin's company, Big Mountain Productions. And Philip is here in studio just to remind us what it's all about. Philip, we had a bit of fun last year, didn't we?
Well, we had great fun, Derek, the last time around, touring the country and rolling up into every corner of Ireland to basically help people trace their claim to be related to somebody famous, mm-hmm. or even better still, infamous, or just have an amazing story to tell that we can prove once and for all for their family or for anybody who wants to know they are connected to something famous, infamous, or a family secret.
What is it about genealogy and the past and the family tree?
I actually have a little theory about this. I think it's recession. I think it's something that nobody can take away from us, weirdly. And I think as a country, we've matured and we value more so than ever what our history means to us and what our family history means to us and what we've done to get here and how, you know, amazing stories lie within our families and how we want to almost value them and add value to them. So the story that your mum or your granny or whoever told you at Christmas does stand up.
Let's have a listen back to one or two of the families that we met last year. And we're going to start with the Collins family from Boston. Do you remember them?
I do indeed, because they actually came to our roadshow in Adair Manor, not knowing what to start with and where to go to. They actually turned out they didn't really have a lot of hard information that was pointing them in the right direction. We asked them to come to the roadshow in Glen O'Abbey the following week in Galway. Mm-hmm. And in that week, we got our team on the case and we were able to prove where their connections were to Tuam, where their homestead was, and, by the way, turn around there, there is a living relation of yours.
I knew that my dad's grandfather came from Ireland. He was a firefighter, and he died in a fire.
His name was John, with no middle name. We heard he came over here from Tuam.
In County Galway.
With a brother named Patrick, and Patrick came back to the... He didn't like it in the States, so he came back here. Mm-hmm. And that's about all
that's
we
about
know.
That's about all you know. Well, we've got our man here, John, who should be able to fill us in on some of the story, at least. John.
We've managed to find a passenger list, and this is for 1914, the SS Arabic. There is your grandfather, John Collins, age 19, and there's his brother, Patrick Collins. They're leaving from what was Queenstown, is now Cove. It's outside Cork in the south of the country on the 21st of October 1914.
So exciting. Oh, wow.
I'm welling up here. I'm going to cry. I don't know about you guys, because this is your family. I mean, this is
it's amazing.
We've actually got one of your distant relatives, and his name is Frank Collins. And he's here, he's actually standing right behind you, that man in the blue jumper and the glasses. There's also another clip we have here of Patricia O'Neill, who discovers her connection to Hollywood legend Charlie Chaplin.
You believe through Charlie Chaplin's fourth wife, whose surname was O'Neill, you have a connection.
Yes.
So, is that the case, Nicola?
Yes, and I think we have found the connection. Patricia's descended from the O'Neills of Ballynock. There's a fragment of the parish registers that survive from 1817 to 1819. We found in there the baptismal record for a Mary Neil to Brian of Ballynock, and that would have been your great, 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 great aunt.
He was really important to Daddy and to his father, Richard O'Neill, as well, you know. These people had left in, you know, the famine times and had gone probably against their will, and they were always concerned with what had happened to those O'Neills, you know. And she confirmed the link with Una O'Neill down through the generations. So I was really happy with it.
So they're the kind of stories you're looking for in the new series.
Obviously, there's two American connections there, but we got all kinds of Irish connections within Ireland. I mean, there was one man who came forward from Kildare with a passport from the 1700s. That turned out to be a story about rags to riches and back again. And then there was a whole part of his family he didn't know existed. And again, we were able to reunite him on site in Carton House, where we did last year, to his relation he didn't know existed.
And people turn up with all sorts of things at the roadshows, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's the thing we would encourage people to do, is come forward with that letter or that medal or that piece of photograph, that memento that will help us. Obviously, the more information we have, the better chance we have of finding out the connection. What's brilliant about this series is that it's all about ordinary people with extraordinary stories. And we all have those in our family somewhere along the line. And we can prove them because of the amount of records online now, today. And we can, with our crack team, we can delve in, research and prove the connection for people.
OK, so what are you asking people to do?
Well, I suppose we'd love some fascinating stories to prove for people, but also to entertain the nation, because it will be going out next May, where we're doing the research now. Mm-hmm. The research does take time to put together. We're going to do four roadshows. At the moment, we've confirmed Cork and Derry. We're looking at two others, probably East Coast and West Coast. We'll be back to you on that one. But in the meantime, what we need now is for people to come forward with their stories, whether they do think they're related to somebody famous within Irish history or international history, or if it's a famous event, or if it's just a story about land, inheritance, long-lost relatives that went to Australia, whatever it might be, we don't mind. We don't want people to contact us. I think, Derek, you'll have the details, or I can give them to you.
How much work would they have to do in advance of contacting the programme, though?
The main thing is gather as much information as possible. If you have a document, if you have a birth cert, if you have dates, if you have names, that's a key start. After that, then we will help people locate.
If you can. You can't help everyone.
Well, actually, surprisingly, we did.
But how many researchers do you have? Because you'd need a whole team of genealogists on the case.
And we do. We have a whole team of genealogists on the case, and we have two researchers and a producer and a series producer. You'd be surprised how much we can cover in a very short time. I mean, the fact that we're able to turn around a story in 1 week for those American people was amazing. And it just shows you there are a lot of records out there, whether it's church and parish records, whether it's national archives, whether it's paid-for sites. There's a lot of information out there, and there's more information coming out bit by bit. Just last week, the National Archives announced they have all these letters from World War One and the last will and testimony of soldiers. Now, that's going to become very topical as those anniversaries come up.
Can I ask you, are you asking people to send the original documents? Presumably no.
Not at all.
So,
no, please.
Listen to this carefully, boys and girls. Not send original documents. I would say set out in an A4 sheet of paper
We actually have an application form. If you want to go online onto our site at Big Mountain Productions, or if you want to send us an email at genealogy@bigmountainproductions.com, or you can ring our research team. There's Frank or Kira. I can give you a number if you want, Derek. It's 048-3083-4046. The main thing is get on to our team with an initial inquiry. There is a form online. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's not very long. It really is asking the basic questions I just alluded to. What's your name? What details do you have? What's your hunch you think you're related to? What is it? And give us as much detail as you can just by writing up the document and sending it on to us. But please do not send us originals. Obviously, as we progress the story and we meet you on
location, you'll look for them then.
Then we'll have a look at them then.
And do not send them in here to RTE either, please. It's Big Mountain Productions, because I still get emails and letters from people.
Well, it is extraordinary, Derek. It is extraordinary. The series was repeated from last year, this year during the Euro Championships. Now, I don't know if there was a different audience watching at that stage, but again, when it went out, we had a phenomenal amount of people contact us. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you the interest in this area. And I think for the second or third year running in the RDS just about a month ago was a genealogy show as well, where people could come along. And we went to that and we were just astounded by the growth and the number of people coming to that.
OK, so visit our website, rte.ie/mini, where you'll get all the details for Big Mountain Productions. Or if you're used to the internet, whatever way you want to do it yourself, you can go straight to Big Mountain Productions and download the application form and then send it off to them, or reply online. I presume you can do that there.
Yeah, it's so just an application form. Send it back into us. We'll obviously be back on to you in the next couple of weeks when we have details on the actual roadshow venues themselves. But I just wanted to get the word out to you today so that people can send in their stuff to us.
Okay, the Genealogy Roadshow Series 2 will be on air next May on RT Television. But if you want to be part of that, if you think you are connected to somebody famous or some historical figure, then get in touch with the Genealogy Roadshow people by visiting our website, rte.ie/Mooney.